Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to thee. Just across I'll walk with thee.
The message you are about to listen to comes from the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, which is a ministry dedicated to apostolic praying, signs, and miracles. We ask you now to open your hearts and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. God bless you as you listen.
Let's close our eyes. And I want you to pray for yourself like this. So today,
Loni,
my story must change. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you say it again with only violence? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Jesus is here. His power is in this place to send to him and to deliver to the uttermost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful morning before you. Father, we thank you for what you did there 2 days ago, what you did yesterday, and what you are going to do today, and what you are going to do tomorrow. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that in your own mighty way, you visit us by your power. Open our understanding this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have our seat as we take our booklets. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we are studying what is in page 32. Which is called the medicine of love. The medicine of love. Page 32 in our booklet. And the classic text for that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ese Olorun to dangaja fun ru eko yi o ni Corinth kini ori keta la ese.
Can we please, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters and children, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ara lokunrin lobirin agba ati ewe eje ka si Bible wa si Corinth kini ori keta.
While we read it loud and clear, while we remain standing,
I also did you
from verse 1 to verse 13.
Lati ka ese kini ori keta la.
Take your Bible, rise on your feet.
Ebe Bible yin ka si dide.
I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
A o ka Corinth kini ori keta la.
From 1 to 13.
Lati ese kini de keta la.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Chatibora sile bayim.
Yes.
Shotiya.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us start together.
Eje ka jumo.
Though I speak
oniru rede ati ti angeli ti emi ko si ni ife emi dabi ide tin dun. Abibi Kimbali olohun goro ni mo si ni ebun isotele ti mo si ni oye gbogbo ohun ijile ati gbogbo imo ni mo si ni gbogbo igbagbo to be ti mo le si awon oke nla niko ti emi ko si ni ife emi ko je nkan ni mo si nfi gbogbo ohun ini mi bo awon talaka ni mo si fi ara mi fun ni lati sun ti emi ko si ni ife ko ni ere kan fun mi ife a ma mu suru a si ma seun ìfẹ́ kì í ṣe ìlara, ìfẹ́ kì í sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbéraga, ìfẹ́ kì í fẹ́, kì í wùwà ìtọ́, kì í wà ohun ti ara rẹ̀, a kì í mú bínú, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kì í gbìrò ohun búburú, kì í yọ̀ sí àìṣòdodo, ṣùgbọ́n a máa yọ̀ nínú òtítọ́, a máa farada ohun gbogbo, a máa gba ohun gbogbo gbọ́, a máa retí ohun gbogbo, a máa fàyàrán ohun gbogbo. Ìfẹ́ kì í yẹ̀ láyé, ṣùgbọ́n bí ó bá ṣe pé ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ni, wọ́n ó dópin. Bí ó bá ṣe pé ẹ̀bùn àwọn ni, wọ́n ó dákẹ́. Bí ó bá ṣe pé ìmọ̀ ni, yóò di asán. Nítorí àwa mọ̀ ní apá kan, àwa sì sọtẹ́lẹ̀ ní apá kan. Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí èyí tó pé bá dé, èyí tí í ṣe ti apá kan yóò dópin. Nígbà tí mo wà ní èwe, èmi a máa sọ̀rọ̀ bí èwe, èmi a máa mòye bí èwe, èmi a máa gbèrò bí èwe. Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí mo di ọkùnrin tán, mo fi ìwà èwe sílẹ̀. Nítorí pé nísinsìnyí àwa ń ríran bàìbàì nínú àwọ̀ òjìjì, ṣùgbọ́n nígbà náà ní ojú kò ojú, nísinsìnyí mo mọ̀ ní apá kan, ṣùgbọ́n nígbà náà ni èmi ó mọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí mo sì ti di mímọ̀ pẹ̀lú. Ǹjẹ́ nísinsìnyí ìgbàgbọ́, ìrètí àti ìfẹ́ ń bẹ àwọn mẹ́ta yìí, ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí ó tóbi jù nínú wọn ni ìfẹ́.
You may be seated. God bless
you.
We've just read one of the most powerful passages in the whole of Scripture.
Ase ka okan ninu awon ese to lagbara julo ninu gbogbo iwe mimo.
All the disciples of Jesus,
gbogbo awon omo leyin Jesu Christi,
died violent death apart from John the Beloved.
Won ku iku oro yato si Johanu Ayanfe.
And it was not that they didn't want to kill John. They put him in boiling oil before and he walked out alive. Then they banished him to the Isle of Patmos. That's why he wrote the book of Revelation. John, as an old man, grew to be very, very old indeed. Of all those disciples, he was so old that sometimes they had to carry him to the service. And
anytime
they carried this old man to the service, and they asked him, "Daddy, do you have any message for your children?" He
would
say, "Children, love one another. No other message." When you talk about love, you never read your Bible and you see in the Bible God is faith. No. You don't read in your Bible God is hope. No. But you find God is love. So there is a mystery behind love.
The
When you look at faith, you say, does it mean there is something more powerful than faith? Look at the power of faith to make people whole. You must have read the Bible, you hear, "Thy faith had made thee whole." Are you saying there is nothing more powerful than love? Thy faith had made thee whole. You said thy love had made thee whole. Thy faith made thee whole. Look at the story of blind Bartimaeus, how he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus said, "Thy faith has made you whole." Look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Yet love is more powerful than that. Because the Almighty God Himself is called love.
ife la npe.
As a matter of fact, love is the most powerful thing in the world.
Koda ife ni ohun to lagbara julo ni gbogbo agbaye.
Listen to me, I listen to you very carefully this morning.
E teti gbo mi ke si farabale gbo mi lo.
Love has potent healing power.
Ife o ni agbara iwosan to muna,
both for mental even and physical illnesses.
Fun iwosan tara ati topolo.
This passage we have read.
Eseta akayi.
The first time I began to study the passage, one expression there shook me to my roots. Look at 1 Corinthians 13 verse 2.
Corinthians.
And though I have the gift of prophecy, I can say, God
said
the Lord. And it will be so. And I understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And do I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity? He says, I am nothing. Nothing. When you look at a human being, I say you are nothing.
But oh, when you just say we go,
nothing means not anything.
Oh, jengkan, you must be ko.
It means not at all.
We ko zirara ko.
It means opposite of something else.
Oh, you must see that keji omo me.
It means of no account.
Oh, you must be ko until ni shiro.
No value.
Until hulo.
Non-existent.
Oh, until si.
It's a very serious word.
Oh, jia ora tu.
Although you are a prophet, you are prophesying.
But the jengkan woli ni ato sotele.
Talking, you're giving this prophecy, giving that prophecy. You understand all mysteries, you can teach the Bible. People are hailing you, you're a great person, you're a great teacher, you are this, you are that. He said, if you don't have love, you are nothing.
Zero.
So who is Mr. and Mrs. Zero and nothing according to the Bible? A person who has no love. There are plenty of people in Mountain of Fire who are quick to put out that this one doesn't have love, this one doesn't have love, but it is they who should first of all examine themselves. Plenty of Mr. and Mrs. Zero who need to readjust their ways here this morning. Surely if you find a man who can speak English, French, German, Spanish, Swahili,
Swahili,
Yoruba,
Hausa,
Igbo, Greek. If that kind of person shows up, certainly it will be hailed as somebody. Surely if you find a man who can communicate with birds, with trees, with inhabitants beyond the world, even with angels, you will say it's somebody. That kind of person who can talk to animals, talk to trees, talk to angels, talk to the other world, his phone will be ringing forever.
Iru eniyan to le ba eku be ye ba igi soro to n ba won angeli soro iru oni to won ero alagbeka re abi ero gbogbon re yo ma
do titi ni. He will be very very rich.
Yo si loro pupo.
Surely a man with complete knowledge of all the future events that is about to happen in the world will be regarded as being something.
Laiti ani ani eni to ba ni imo awon ti yo sele jade jado agbaye lojo ola a o ka si eniyan gidi.
Surely if I know all mysteries, and I
will
answer all the questions that the scientist wants to ask. Even if you don't say I'm somebody, I will declare myself as something. Supposing I memorize the whole of the Bible and every encyclopedia in the world, and I know everything in the dictionary, I will say that I'm something.
Fun apere ti mo ba gbe gbogbo bibeli ti mo ko sori ti mo si ko gbogbo iwe itumede ni gbogbo agbaye ti mo a sori dajudaju won so pe eniyan ni mi.
If I had faith to eliminate impossibilities and every country is asking me to come and preach, somebody will say yes, you are somebody.
Bi mo ba ni igbagbo lati si gogo idamu nidi ti won gogo orilede kaakiri agbaye si npe mi lati ma waasu.
And according to the verse 3, he said, if I dish out millions and millions of dollars and pounds and money every week to the poor, somebody will say
something.
If I can speak in tongues, I prophesy, I know mystery, I have knowledge, I have faith, I can give alms, I don't say I'm something.
Bi mo ba le so tele ti mo mo awon ohun ijile ti mo si fun fi ore fun awon alaini won wi pe eniyan kan ni mi.
But the bottom line is this,
igbo kokundun re,
I could have all these things and still be nothing.
Mo le ni gbogbo nkan wonyi ki si ma je nkan.
You can speak in multiple tongues and still be nothing.
O le fo oniruru ede ko si ma je nkan sibe sibe.
You can speak in multiple tongues without love, you are nothing.
O le ma fo oniruru ede lai si fe o je nkan.
You cannot have deep knowledge about spiritual truth without love, you are nothing.
O le ni imo ijile nipa awon otito temi sugbon lai si
fe. You can have all kinds of faith without love, you are nothing.
O le ni oniruru igbagbo lai ni ife o je nkan.
You can be hospitable and you can be generous without love, you are nothing.
O le ni iwa to dara ko si ma sore lai si ife o ko je nkan.
You can make sacrifice and do a lot of spiritual activity without love, you are nothing.
O le fara re jin ko si ma se opolopo nkan temi sugbon lai si ife o ko je nkan.
You can suffer persecution and even die as a martyr, but without love, you are nothing.
O le ri inu ni bi ni o si lele ku bi ajari ku sugbon lai si ife o je nkan.
I remember this morning the story of Thomas Cromwell.
Lowuro imoran ti oro Thomas Cromwell.
Thomas Cromwell was a preacher of righteousness.
Thomas Cromwell lo je oni irere to nwa so dodo.
And they told him to deny Jesus.
What's the weaver who go say Jesus?
He said, no, I will not deny my Lord.
Rara emi ki yo se Oluwa mi.
So they locked him up.
Owa timole.
And they allocated a day they were going to burn him in the market publicly.
Once it da ojo ti won sun dana sun ni gboro laarin oja.
Every day they were going to the prison. Thomas Cromwell, do you want to deny Jesus? If you deny him, you'll be set free. You don't have to die like this.
Lojojumo won si ma lo bi pe Thomas Cromwell to ba ti setan lati se Jesus. How does it any ko se dandan ko ku bayi.
He said, no, I will not deny my Lord.
Ogbe ara emi ki yo se Oluwa mi.
But one day they visited him in prison.
Bo lojo kan ba wa wo ninu YouTube.
And they persuaded him, you see, you have a lot of followers, you can deny now, ask the Lord to forgive you, don't waste your life.
Won si ni ti mo pa awon mo leyin ti re po jojo. O le se Oluwa re nisisin bo ba si ya o so pe ko dariji o ma wu faye ara re so
fa. All you need to do is to sign this paper for us and say that you deny Jesus.
Ohun gbogbo to kan nilo ni ko ba wa juwo lu iwe iko wi pe iwo ti se Jesu.
Thomas Cromwell in his very weak moment signed that paper.
Ni akoko ailera re Thomas Cromwell o ba juwo lu
iwe. His enemies were rejoicing.
Awon ta re si bere si yo.
There you are.
Only oraye re lode.
Your boss who used to preach against us has denied Jesus.
Oga yin to n wa zu lodi si wa o ti se Jesu bayi.
But at night,
Gbolooru,
Thomas Cromwell had a visitation from the Lord.
Oluwa ba be Thomas Cromwell wo.
He broke down and cried.
O si wo pale, o bere si so.
So what has my Lord done to me that I would deny him?
Ki Oluwa mi wa fi se mi ti won o fi se.
So the day they were going to burn him in the marketplace came.
Lọjọ tí wọ́n wá fẹ́ dáná sun láàrin ọjà ọjọ́ náà dé.
They just expected him to come to the marketplace.
Wọ́n retí pé kó wá sí àárín ọjà.
And say yes, I signed the paper.
Kó sì wí pé lóòótọ́ ni èmi ni mo fọwọ́ sí ìwé náà.
They bundled him to the market center.
Wọ́n rù ú dé àárín ọjà.
They expected him to say yes, I've denied the Lord, I burned the paper.
Wọ́n retí pé kó sọ pé mo ti sẹ́ Jésù kan sì dáná sun ìwé náà.
But he said no.
Gbogbo rárá.
I'm sorry I signed that paper. I refuse to deny my Lord.
Ẹ̀rọ bínú pé mo fọwọ́ sí ìwé yẹn mo kọ̀ mo ò sẹ Olúwa mi mọ́.
It's okay.
Wọ́n sọ pé kò burú.
So they tied him to the stick again.
Wọ́n bá tún dè mọ́ igi.
And they set fire on him.
Wọ́n sì dáná sun igi náà.
From below.
Láti ìsàlẹ̀.
As the fire was burning from his legs up
nibi igi ina ohun tin jobo lati ese re wa soke.
Thomas Cromwell stretched out his right hand.
Thomas Cromwell ba na owo otun re sita.
And he said, my unworthy right hand.
O si wi pe owo mi otun ti o ye yi.
You sign that paper.
Iwo lo fowo si iwe na.
Because you sign that paper.
Nitori pe iwo lo fowo si iwe na.
You will be the first to burn in this fire.
Iwo lo kokko jo ninu ina yi.
My unworthy right hand.
Iwo owo otun mi ti o ye yi.
He kept the right hand stretched forth in the fire until all the flesh melted away in the fire.
Oh no, what do we got this in now? Ti gbogbo eran ara be fi je kuro.
Until only the bones could be seen.
Titi to fi ku egungun nikan.
And it dropped the right hand.
O si ju owo otun ohun sile.
And it died there.
O wa ku sibe.
But what the Bible is saying is this.
Gbo ti Bible n so ni pe
all that without love profited you nothing.
Gbogbo iru won yen lai ni ife ko ja won kankan.
Love defies definition.
Ife o se salaye,
but it can be expressed.
Sugbon a le fi han.
That's why you need to know.
Idi ni eje fi lati mo.
What the Lord is trying to tell us.
Ohun ti Oluwa n gbe
yan. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you love one another.
Nipa eyin ni gbogbo eniyan yo mo pe omo eyin mi ni yin nipa te ba feran ara yin.
The Greek people talk about four kinds of love.
Awon Greek won ma soro nipa oniruru ife merin ototo.
They talk about Eros.
Won soro nipa Eros,
which is sexual love.
Iyen ni se pelu ibalopo.
That one collapses very easily.
Iyen o ma ntete fori sopon.
Sometimes after pregnancy, that's the end.
Nipa miran leyin oyun o pari fun niyan.
They talk about storge.
Won ma soro nipa storge,
which is family affection.
To je ife laarin molebi.
That one too can collapse. Family yeah. Affection can collapse.
Ife laarin molebi o le fori sopon pelu.
There was a woman running away from the war front.
Obirin kan wa to nsa kuro loju ogun.
One baby at the back, two baby she was dragging in the hand. Two children she was dragging in the hand.
Awon omo meji lowo.
She was running.
Nsa.
As she ran, she found that she was getting slow.
Nigba to wa nsare o ri pe awon omo ohun o je ko le sare dada.
She dropped the child by the right hand.
Oju omo to wa lowo otun sile.
And continue running.
O tun tesi waju pelu.
After surprise, she dropped the one in the left hand too.
Nigba to tun ya o tun ju te to wa lako osi na sile.
And continue running.
O si tera mo ere
ti. Running away from the war.
O nsa kuro loju ogun.
That was family affection, it broke down.
Ife ti molebi niyen o si fori sopon.
Call another love, philia.
Awon Greek won tun pe ife omiran ni philia,
which is love between two close friends.
Ije ife to wa laarin ore meji to sumora won.
Iji husband and wife.
Fun apere oko ati aya.
And like we had yesterday, that two collapses easily.
Yes, as it dey go lana iru yen na o ma ntete fori sopon.
But the kind of love the Bible is describing now is called agape.
Sugbon iru ife ti Bible n soro re nibi yi ohun ni a pe ni agape.
It's different from the last three that we discussed.
O yato si awon ife orichi.
The agape love is not the natural love you find in human beings.
Ife agape yin ki se iru ife to ma nsaba wa ninu aye eniyan.
It is something you walk towards and which is imparted by the spirit of the living God.
O je iru ife ti eniyan ma mura pe ko wa ni emi Olorun lo se nfi sinu aye
eniyan. You cannot have this kind of love unless you love God first.
O si le ni iru ife yi abi to ba kokko feran Olorun na.
Jesus said this once to the church at Ephesus.
Jesus oro yi si ijo to nbe ni Ephesus.
In Revelation chapter 2,
in the way fi ori keji
1 to 7.
Ese ikini si keje.
Revelation chapter 2,
iwe fi ori keji
1 to 7.
Ese ikini.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write.
Si angeli ijo ni Ephesus kowe.
This thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand.
Nkan wo yin ni eni to mu irawo meje na ni owo otun.
Who walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks.
Eni ti rin laarin opa wura fitila meje na wi.
And the one I want under labor.
Emi mo ise re ati laala
re. And the precious and all that cast not bear them which are evil.
Ati ifarada re ati bi ara re ko ti gba
awon. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not.
Ati bi iwa si ti dun awon ti n pe ara won ni apostles ti won fi si se be wo.
Liars.
Ti won si ri pe eleke ni won.
And as born as and has patience and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted.
Ti won si farada iya ati nitori oruko mi ti o si fayaran ti are ko si mu.
Nevertheless.
Sugbon.
I have something against thee.
Eyi ni mo ri wi si o.
Because thou hast left thy first love.
Fe iwo ti fi ife re isaju sile.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen.
ìtòrí ràn rántí ibi tí ìwọ gbé ti ṣubú.
And repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
Kí o sì ronú pòádà, kí o sì ṣe iṣẹ́ ìṣáájú, bí kò ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ èmi ó sì tọ̀ ọ́ wá, èmi ó sì ṣí ọ̀pá fìtílà rẹ kúrò ní ipò rẹ̀ bí kò ṣe bí ìwọ bá ronú
pòádà. Jesus said to the Ephesus church.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí Jésù sọ sí ìjọ Éfésù rèé.
It was not an empty threat.
Kì í ṣe ìkìlọ̀ lásán.
A church without love will collapse.
Ìjọ tí ò nífẹ̀ẹ́ yóò dàrú.
The Ephesus church eventually collapsed.
Ìjọ Éfésù ló pin ohun gbogbo òtúkà náà ni.
As I'm talking to you now, I don't know of any single Christian witness in that place. The population is almost entirely Muslim.
Kódà ní bá ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ ìwọ̀n ò mọ̀ nípa ajẹ́rìí kankan tó jẹ́ kìrìsìtẹ́nì nílẹ̀ yẹn. Gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè ọ̀hún pàápàá ó ti fẹ́rẹ̀ di àwọn Mùsùlùmí.
It is the same thing with any Christian life without love.
Bákan náà lórí pẹ̀lú ìgbé ayé kìrìsìtẹ́nì tí kò bá ní ìfẹ́.
The person will collapse.
Onítọ̀hún yóò wò palẹ̀.
After Peter denied Jesus.
Lẹ́yìn tí Pétérù sẹ́ Jésù.
What Jesus asked him.
Ohun tí Jésù bí ni pé.
Lovest thou me.
Ṣé ìwọ fẹ́ràn mi bí?
Lovest thou me.
Ìwọ fẹ́ràn mi bí?
This is a very serious situation.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lé ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
One day I read a story.
Lọ́jọ́ kan mo ka ìtàn kan.
It shook me to my roots.
Tó mì mí títì.
A black South African woman.
Arábìnrin Gúúsù Áfíríkà kan tó jẹ́ ẹni dúdú.
Stood in a courtroom.
Ó dúró ní ilé ẹjọ́.
Listening to white police officers.
Ó sì ń tẹ́tí gbọ́ àwọn ọlọ́pàá aláwọ̀ funfun.
Acknowledging the atrocities they carried out in the name of apartheid.
Bí wọ́n ti sọ pé àwọn ṣe iṣẹ́ ibi tó pọ̀ ní àkókò ẹlẹ́yàmẹ̀yà.
A police officer was in the courtroom.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá kan wà nínú ilé ẹjọ́.
The name was Van de Broek.
Orúkọ rẹ̀ ń jẹ́ Van de Broek.
He accepted responsibility for the death of that woman's son.
Ó gbà lóòótọ́ lóòótọ́ pé òun lòun pa ọmọ obìnrin náà.
They shot the 18-year-old son of this woman.
Wọ́n yìnbọn pa ọmọkùnrin ọmọ ọdún méjìdínlógún tó jọ
ọmọbìnrin yẹn. They set his body on fire.
Wọ́n dáná sun ara rẹ̀.
And as the body was burning to ashes, they were holding a party.
Ibi ara òun sì ti ń jóná, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe àsè.
8 years later.
Lẹ́yìn ọdún mẹ́jọ.
This police officer came back.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí tún padà wá.
And took the husband of the woman away.
Ó tún mú ọkọ obìnrin yìí.
They poured petrol on the husband of the woman.
Wọ́n tún da epo epo òyìnbó sí ara ọkùnrin
náà. In her presence.
Lójú rẹ̀.
And they set her husband on fire.
Wọ́n sì dáná sun ọkọ rẹ̀.
But as the husband was about to die.
Ṣùgbọ́n níbi ọkọ òun ti fẹ́ kú.
The last word the woman had her husband say.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó kẹ́yìn tí obìnrin yìí gbọ́ lẹ́nu ọkọ rẹ̀.
Was there.
Ni wípé ìyàwó mi.
Forgive them.
Dáríjì wọn.
Here was this woman now.
Obìnrin náà rèé.
Husband dead.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ ti kú.
Came by the same police officer.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá kan náà ló pa.
Only 18-year-old son shot dead.
Ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ ọkọ ṣoṣo tó bí.
By the same police officer.
Ọlọ́pàá kan náà ló sì ṣe.
They are now in the courtroom.
Wọ́n wá nílé ẹjọ́.
And the court asked the woman.
Ilé ẹjọ́ sì bèrè lọ́wọ́ obìnrin náà.
What do you want?
Kí ni ìwọ fẹ́ ká ṣe?
This is the man.
Ọkùnrin náà rè.
A white man.
Aláwọ̀ funfun.
You are black.
Ìwọ aláwọ̀ funfun.
Son is gone.
Ọmọ rẹ ti lọ.
The husband is gone.
Ọkọ rẹ.
Shot, burnt by this man.
Wọ́n yìnbọn fún wọ́n dáná sun ọkùnrin yìí sí ni.
What do you want?
Kí ló fẹ́ ká ṣe?
She told the court.
Mo bá wí fún ilé ẹjọ́.
I want 3 things.
Ní ohun mẹ́ta ni mo fẹ́ o.
She was a very old woman.
Ó ti darúgbó.
Say I want 3 things.
Ó ní ohun mẹ́ta ni mo fẹ́.
Say I want this police officer.
Mo fẹ́ kí ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí.
To take me to where my husband's body was burnt.
Kó mú mi lọ sí ibi tí wọ́n ti dáná sun ara ọkọ.
So I can gather the dust and give him a decent burial.
Kí n ba lè kó egburu rẹ̀ kí n sì lọ sí bó ṣe yẹ.
Say number 2.
Ó ní ìkejì.
Since it is this police officer that killed our whole family.
Nígbà tó ti jẹ́ ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí ló pa gbogbo àwọn ìbátan òun.
That twice a month I would like him to visit me. I will now like to become his mother.
Wọ́n ó fẹ́ kó máa wá kí mi lẹ́ẹ̀mejì lóṣù kí n sì di ìyá rẹ̀.
Say number 3.
Ìkẹta.
Say I would like him to know that I have forgiven him.
Wọ́n ó fẹ́ kó mọ̀ pé mo ti dáríji òun.
So if somebody will take me to where he is, let me go and embrace him. When this woman approached the white man to embrace
him,
the man fell down and fainted. That is love. And immediately that happened in the courtroom, somebody began to sing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." We need to understand that there are certain things God expects from us. That if anything has affected the world, most, love. Quickly, before we conclude, let's look at some characteristics of this agape love. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 31. The first characteristic of this love,
you
find in 1 Corinthians 12:31. So but covet honestly the best gifts,
but
he will show I unto you a more excellent way. Love is that more excellent way. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. That's the second characteristic of love. And now abided faith, hope, charity,
ati ifembe.
These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Characteristic number two, love is the greatest of the three eternal gifts. Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. The third characteristic is that love is the bond of perfectness. If you want to live your life as a perfect believer, love is that bond of perfectness. Characteristic number four, in Mark chapter 12,
Mark,
verse 30 to 31. Mark 12:30-31 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Number four, love is the greatest commandment. Close your eyes now. Tell the Lord to visit your heart. To visit your heart. And change you from the inside. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that now. The fifth characteristic in Romans chapter 13,
Romo Uriketala
8 to 10.
Ese kejo si kewa.
Anything.
Romans 13:8.
For to love one another.
For
he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So the fifth characteristic is that love is the fulfillment of all the laws. The sixth characteristic in John chapter 13, verse 35. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So love is the test of true discipleship. True discipleship is the mark and badge of the Christian. The mark of Christianity is not you hanging a big cross on your neck. No. We've seen people with big crosses on their neck, with their wedding rings on their fingers, and they are committing fornication. So it's not the true test. Discipleship. Characteristic number 7. In John chapter 21, verse 16. John 21:16. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Love is the test of genuine service.
Ife ouni a idonwo tabile mo ise iranse otito.
Love is the test of what? Genuine service for God.
Ife ni a fi mo eni to nsin Olorun toto ninu ise riju.
You know, in the olden days
laye atijo,
when we first started running ministry,
ngba ti a ko bere si ise ise iranse,
we used to run a school in those days.
A ma nse ile eko kan nigba yen.
We call the school of missions.
Long
time ago. Normally when we announce, all those who want to go to mission work, come.
A
100, 150 people, they come. Normally in that course, I give the first lecture. And the title of the first lecture,
akori idanileko akoko,
is 42 reasons why you should not go.
Ni idimeji le ni ogoji to fi gbodo lo.
42 reasons why you should not go on mission work.
Idimeji le ogoji to fi gbodo se ise iranse papa.
So number 1,
ekini,
you will be hungry.
Ebi o pa o.
Number 2,
ekeji,
there is no air conditioner, no bread.
Kosi amule tutu kosi bread.
3,
eketa,
nobody will come and greet your family.
Koseni to mo wa ki awon ebi re.
4,
ikerin,
no regular salary, there may be no salary at all.
Owo osu ni se dede abi ko ma si rara.
5,
ikarun,
malaria may finish you in that place where you are going.
Iba le pa osun ni bi to lo yen.
6,
ikefa,
the people may even kill you, the people you go to minister to.
Awon eni to lo fe lo sese ranse gan si awon na le pa o.
7,
ikeje,
you may not smell civilization again.
O le ma pada wa saarin awon to laju.
So I tell them all these points.
Ma so gbogbo oro won yin fun won.
Then the final point I used to make in those days,
koko e to ma nkeyin ti mo ma nso lojo na,
point number 42,
ipe oro ikerin ikeji le logoji,
you may die and nobody will even know where your corpse is.
Ipe o le ku so nkeyin kankan si ma mo ibi to ku re wa.
That's the first lecture.
Eko akoko niyan.
By the time they come for the next lecture,
nigba ti won ba ma fi pada wa fun idanileko e to kan,
the 150 people that came just for that first one,
awon eniyan adojo to wa fun idanileko akoko,
they will have reduced to 10 or 15.
Won le ti deku si bi mewa abi marundinlogun.
The test of genuine service is love.
Idonwo ise iranse otito ohun ni ife.
Characteristic number 8,
iwa ikejo,
1 John 4:20,
epistle Johannu kini ori kerin ese ogun.
So there are plenty of comfort zone pastors these days,
opolopo awon olujogun to be wa lagbegbe itura lo wa lode oni,
who don't want to sweat for the master anywhere.
Iwo fe lagun fo oluwa nibi kankan rara.
1 John 4:20,
Johannu kini ori kerin ese ogun.
If a man say, I love God,
and
hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
Nítorí ẹni tí kò fẹ́ràn arákùnrin rẹ̀ tí ó rí, báwo ni yóò ṣe lè fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run tí òun kò rí?
Your love to God, the 8th point is that your love to God is proven by your brotherly love.
Kókó ìkẹjọ ni pé a ó jọ ìfẹ́ tó ní pò oní sí Ọlọ́run wò nípa ìfẹ́ tó ń fi hàn sí àwọn ará.
Your love to God is proven by your brotherly love.
Ìfẹ́ tó o ní sí Ọlọ́run ó fi hàn nípa fífi hàn sí àwọn ará.
Point number 9,
ìkẹsàn,
is 1 Timothy 1:5.
Timothy kini ori karun, ori kini,
1 Timothy 1:5.
Timothy ori kini, Timothy kini ori kini ese karun.
He says this,
oh, okay,
now the end of commandment is charity.
Ṣùgbọ́n òpin àṣẹ náà ni ìfẹ́.
Out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience.
Láti ọkàn mímọ́ àti ẹ̀rí ọkàn rere.
And of faith unfeigned.
Àti ìgbàgbọ́ àìṣẹ̀tọ̀wá.
So love is the end of commandment.
Ìfẹ́ òun ni òfin, òpin òfin.
So you can see that this is a very serious Bible matter.
A wá rí pé ọ̀rọ̀ tó ṣe pàtàkì nínú Bíbélì ni ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Before you can love human beings,
kò tó lè nífẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn,
you must first of all have the love of God in you.
O ní láti kọ́kọ́ ní ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run nínú rẹ.
And if you claim that you love God,
kò bá wá lo onífẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
then the human beings you are seeing, we must see that you love them.
Àwọn ọmọ ènìyàn tó ń rí, a gbọ́dọ̀ rí pé o fẹ́ràn wọn.
We can not see the kind of serious miracles we need until love envelopes us.
A ò lè ríru àwọn iṣẹ́ ìyanu ńlá ńlá tá ń fẹ́ rí àfi tí ìfẹ́ bá gbò wá mọ́lẹ̀.
Are you here today?
Ó wá wà níbí lónìí.
Whichever branch you represent,
ẹ̀ka yòówù tó lè ti wá.
How many do you talk to in the church? How many do you not want to talk to?
Ẹni mélòó ló ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìjọ yẹn? Ẹni mélòó ló fẹ́ bá sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìjọ náà?
When you see a visitor in church, do you go and say, hello, how are you? Is this your first time here?
Nígbà tó bá rí àlejò tó wọnú ilé ìjọsìn yín, ṣé o máa ń lọ kí wọn láyé kó o sì béèrè pé ṣé ìgbà àkọ́kọ́ rẹ nìyí láàrin wa?
In that church you are going, don't you see the needy? Don't you see many who need help?
Inu ijo to nlo yen se iwo ki ra won lai ni iwo ki ra won to nilo iranlowo nbe ni.
Why is it that plenty of Christian sisters are always quarreling, always quarreling?
Kini se to je pe opolopo awon arabirin Christiani igba gogo ni won ma n bara won ja.
Why do we have choir members and people like that, groups who don't love one another?
Kini se ta ni awon me gba akorin atawon to wa ni awon isori be yen ti won o si feran.
Why should pastors have to sit down in the house of God to be settling quarrel between people because and they refuse to yield after settling of the quarrel?
Kini se ti awon olusagutan yo joko lati ma pari ija laarin awon omo ojo leyin to olusagutan tun da.
Why is it that many Christians are praying selfish prayer and the prayers go unanswered?
Ini se ti opolopo Christiani gba adura to ni motare ni nkan ta adura na o si nri dahun.
Sister, why are you always thinking that anybody your husband is talking to is befriending them? Why?
Arabere kini idi re to fi lero pe gbogbo eni ti oko re ba tin ba soro bayi o fe fe won ni.
There are even people who chase people away from seats in church. They say that's my seat, but you came late and you are chasing people away. It's lack of love.
Awon eniyan ti wa to ma nle awon eyan kuro níbi ìjókòó a ní ìjókòó mi nìyẹn kúrò ń bẹ ó pẹ́ dé ó sì nílé àwọn ènìyàn nítorí kò sí fẹ́ ni.
All the spirits of I must marry somebody from my town, my very very town, from my very very village, from my very very clan, from my very very place.
Gbogbo ẹ̀mí mo ní láti fẹ́ ọkọ tàbí aya láti àdúgbò mi, láti ìletò mi, láti abúlé mi, láti ìlú mi.
And you couldn't be bothered whether they are children of God or not.
Oṣù bìkítà bóyá ọmọ Ọlọ́run ni wọn àbí wọn kì í ṣe ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Many of us claim that we love our pastors, but how many people pray for these pastors?
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ alamọ́sọ̀gbọ́ a níbi àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn wa ṣùgbọ́n ẹni mélòó ló ń gbàdúrà fún àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn
náà. A lot of people don't give to the things of God sometimes because they want to be publicly announced.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni kì í dá sí nǹkan ti Ọlọ́run nítorí pé wọ́n fẹ́ kán pariwo wọn ní gbangba pé wọ́n ṣe nǹkan báyìí.
And there are so many praying for spiritual gifts, but the spiritual gifts refuse to come because there is no love.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló sì ń gbàdúrà fún ẹ̀bùn tẹ̀mí tẹ́bùn ẹ̀mí sì kọ̀ tí ò wá nítorí pé kò sí ìfẹ́.
Many husbands want their wives to love them, but they don't love that wife.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkọ ló ń fẹ́ kí aya wọn nífẹ̀ẹ́ wọn ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò nífẹ̀ẹ́ ìyàwó náà.
These are very very serious issues.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le koko ni ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Love makes spiritual gift meaningful.
Ìfẹ́ yóò mú kí ẹ̀bùn tẹ̀mí kó nítumọ̀.
Love makes the works we're doing viable.
Ìfẹ́ yóò mú kí àwọn nǹkan tó iṣẹ́ tí à ń ṣe kó já mọ́ nǹkan.
The Bible says love is character.
Bíbélì wípé ìwà ni ìfẹ́.
You want to become like Jesus.
Ofe dabi Jesu.
This is the truth.
Otito ni yi.
Love moves.
Ife amarin.
You don't stay in a place and say, well, I'm here. You have to go out of your way and do something.
Iduro soju kan ko so pe ohun wa bi o ni lati se ohun ti ko ba o lara mu lati mu nkan pe se.
The Bible passage we read say love is patient.
Ẹ ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ta kà wípé ìfẹ́ a máa mú sùúrù.
Suffered long.
A máa farada ohun gbogbo.
Endures long.
A máa fàyàrán nǹkan.
Never tired of waiting.
Kì í sù láti dúró fún nǹkan.
Love is not when you carry your wife up and throw her against the refrigerator.
Kì í ṣe ìfẹ́ kì í ṣe ìgbà tó bá gbéyàwó rẹ sókè tó sì jù lu ẹ̀rọ amúlétutù.
All the I'm tired of your nagging, I'm tired of all this you are saying, it's because there is no love.
Gbogbo ẹjọ́ wẹ́wẹ́ rẹ̀ ti sú mi, gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ tó ń bá mi wí yìí ó ti sú mi nítorí pé kò sí fẹ́ ni.
Patience is the most outstanding quality of love.
Sùúrù ni ìwà tó tayọ jùlọ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ ìfẹ́.
And to go miles.
O si ma o ma n rin ajo lọpọlọpọ.
Bible says love is kind.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni wípé ìfẹ́ a máa ṣore.
Kindness is love in action.
Ìṣore ni ìfarawọn.
So love envieth not.
Ìfẹ́ kìí ṣe ìlara.
Don't envy anybody, you just do your own bit.
Má ṣe ṣe ìlara ẹnikẹ́ni, má ṣe ohun títì rẹ.
I read a story, a demon was trying to torment a bishop.
Mo ka ìtàn kan, ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn kan, ó fẹ́ dá bíṣọ́ọ̀bù kan lóró.
They tried all kinds of carnal, fleshly methods to torment him, no success.
Wọ́n gbìyànjú onírúurú nǹkan tara láti fi dá a lóró ṣùgbọ́n kò ṣeé ṣe.
The devil said, okay.
Wọ́n á ní kò burú.
Let me try.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n gbìyànjú.
And the devil just went to the ears of this bishop.
Èṣù sì lọ síbi etí bíṣọ́ọ̀bù ọ̀hún.
He said, hey bishop.
Wọ́n sọ pé bíṣọ́ọ̀bù.
Your brother who you are senior to.
Àbúrò rẹ tó ṣàgbà rẹ̀.
Has just been promoted to archbishop.
Wọ́n ṣe ìgbéga báyìí wọ́n ti fi ṣe ọ̀gá bíṣọ́ọ̀bù.
At that level, envy envelope his soul.
Níbẹ̀ yẹn, ìlara bá bu ọkàn rẹ̀.
And another spirit took control.
Ẹ̀mí òmíràn sì gbàkóso.
This is the truth.
Òtítọ́
rè. Love envieth not.
Ìfẹ́ kì í ṣe ìlara.
Love is very humble.
Ìfẹ́ ó sì ní ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
Not boastful. Not doing things for display. Love exhibits good manners. Love is unselfish. Love manifests by self-control. It thinketh no evil against anyone.
It
doesn't rejoice when things are going bad. The Bible says, love beareth all things. Believeth all things. Openeth all things. Endureth all things. And love never fails.
I
read a story about a man. Was about to enter into a building and he saw a beggar by the door. He didn't have money. And I said, brother, let me just shake your hand. I don't have money to give to you. As he shook the hand of that beggar, the beggar held tight to his hand. And I said, brother, you shook my hand and called me a brother. That's more than any gift you can give to me. We need to repent from our unloving attitudes. We need to forgive all who has offended us. We need to prayerfully pursue peace with all men. And if you're in this confession, you have somebody you don't greet. You have something against. If you don't want to be a child of perdition, look for the person and settle it. Tell the person what is done wrong and settle it amongst yourselves. But if you go away from a place like this and you are seeing somebody you don't want to greet, you don't want to talk to, and the love of Christ is not your heart, you have come here to waste time.
Rise
up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. And raise up your right hand to the heavens.
Say,
my father,
Baba me,
change my heart by your power.
You are
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it.